Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
That's right, Jolana Reapy, comes to us every single Monday around this time just to help us with those wisdom when it comes to our finances. Usa, please talk to us because we are a mess.
Good morning, and today's topic is going to be about the struggles we face when starting up a savings plan or just accommodating the idea of savings into your budget. But before we do that, let us kindly get into our disclaimer. We are in no way representing any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise that I have gained over the years. The idea of starting a savings plan is always so cute in mind. It always seems like something you really would want to start, but it's always the first thing that we find challenging to partake in. It's always challenging to start up a savings plan, and also just to maintain your savings plan and just to accommodate your savings plan in your budget. It always seems to be a challenge. Fear not, I will try and come to your aid, but please understand, I can only advise you to come to the water, but to drink it, that's on you. So I'm going to help you if you always seem to struggle to fit your savings into your budget. There never seems to be enough funds so that you can direct those funds to your savings. Today, here and now, I'm going to give you some tips that you can choose to follow that will definitely help you. The first place to start is with your mindset. Train your mind to understand that savings is not an option, but to treat it as a non-negotiable bill. Start by thinking of it as a less informal savings, more on a casual side. Think of it more as a piggy bank, cash envelopes, jar kind of savings. And when I say this, I mean not like investments, bonds, unit trust, not long-term savings. When thinking of a less informal savings plan, start more with micro savings, such as $20, $50, $100 per week. Keep in mind, it is not the amount that matters, but creating the habit and consistency is most important. Next, track your leaks. Leaks are spendings such as snacks, unplanned dates, data bundles, expensive impulse expenses. If savings is important to you, reduce, redirect some of these spendings into your savings. Tip of the day, do not need to start with a lot or a formal plan. You just need consistency. Even the smallest amount put away consistently will grow into something meaningful over time. If you have loved today's conversation and you would like us to speak more on it, kindly call me on 0816448286. As it is for me, it's au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much, also Juliana.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.